The war in Iraq has strained the U.S. Army's troop strength, and Army personnel officers hope that a program set to launch next month will convince Navy and Air Force personnel scheduled to leave their service to put on an Army uniform, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
With ongoing operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Army is facing perhaps its biggest personnel challenge since the Second World War. Stop-loss orders are preventing thousands from retiring. The Army Guard and Reserve are being heavily used, and the Pentagon recently called up more than 5,000 from the rarely used Ready Reserve, people who've completed their service but still have a reserve obligation. To accommodate the challenge, Congress has approved a temporary increase in Army end strength by 30,000. But in sharp contrast to the strains on the Army, both the Air Force and Navy need to shed tens of thousands of people from their payrolls in order to meet their congressionally authorized force size. The Army sees an opportunity.
All they're doing is changing their uniform. They'll be keeping the stripes, but they'll be changing the uniform, and they'll be part of the Army team.
Brigadier General Sean Byrne is the head of the Army's Office of Military Personnel Policy. He notes that the Air Force needs to cut nearly 24,000 active duty airmen by September of next year, and the Navy some 10,000 by October of 2005. And in a first-of-its-kind cooperative arrangement with the Navy and Air Force, the Army hopes some of those leaving will go Army.
As their services strengths come down, they're not going to be needed in their service. But they have some skill sets that we need. Maybe they're a military intelligence. Maybe they're a medic. We've got requirements for them. We're going to see if they want to come over to the Army side.
Under the program called Blue to Green, there will be no break in the sailor or airman service. That means their military pay and benefits will continue, and their time in another service will count toward their Army retirement. And if the green uniform isn't incentive enough, the Army is waiving cash bonuses, in some cases up to $10,000, as well as other incentives to switch.
They're going to basically re-enlist to come into the Army. If there's any kind of a cash bonus that they qualify for, they're going to pick that up. Additionally, if they want to come in and they're of the right caliber that we want, and I know they're going to be, if we have a shortage skill and they want to transfer into that shortage skill and attain more schooling, there could be some incentives for that. This is a win-win situation for everybody.
Details of the program still need to be worked out. For example, if a Navy or Air Force police officer or mechanic switches, how much additional training, if any, will they need on the Army side? The Army hopes to attract those whose skills are quickly and easily transferable. Every man or woman crossing over will have to go through a 4-week course at what the Army calls its new Warrior Transition Center at Fort Knox, Kentucky, to get up to speed on Army combat skills and structure. And while the Pentagon says its retention and recruiting numbers remain strong across the services, some see blue to green as another symptom of the enormous stress on the Army since the invasion of Iraq.
Soldiers in the Army today are working 16-hour days, 7 days a week, just trying to meet all these demands. And a big part of the problem is caused by low end strength, not enough soldiers.
Retired Army Colonel Bob Killebrew says the Army's conducting operations on multiple fronts while simultaneously attempting to expand the number of brigades without expanding the total size of the Army. He says the Iraq War and its counterinsurgency struggles have discredited the Pentagon's transformation plans that aimed in part to rely on fewer soldiers armed with more high-tech gear.
We've learned, once again, in warfare that numbers count. And I don't know if the Pentagon has yet absorbed the fact that even with high-technology weapons, which we have to have, you still need numbers of troops out on the streets facing people, doing the things soldiers do all the time. Sailors and airmen, good as they are and essential as they are in some theaters, just don't contribute to that.
Some in Congress are still pushing for a permanent increase in the end strength of the Army. Meantime, Navy and Air Force commanders will still try to convince those leaving active duty to go into the Naval or Air Force reserves. But for those who want to stay on active duty, the Army is hoping that the blue to green option proves attractive. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.